This is the intro for the Bosco interview. Hi, my name is Jesslyn Lancaster, and I'm on the ground in Rwanda. Today I want to share with you a story with Bosco. You see, Bosco was a victim during the genocide. He is the only person in a 40-person family who survived. As you may expect, he was quite bitter. He tried to numb his pain with drugs and alcohol, but instead, he encountered the Holy Spirit. Listen as he shares his story, how he's involved in reconciliation efforts, and what it means to actually forgive. Now, Bosco doesn't speak English, so he is working with a translator, but I think you'll definitely want to hear this.
Choosing a college is a big decision, the kind students don't want to make without doing their research. And while normal campus visits are great, wouldn't it be better to test drive a school first? At Liberty's College for a Weekend, students spend 4 whole days on campus, live in a dorm, attend classes, and go to events like NCAA Division I games or concerts from big-name Christian artists. Liberty also has info sessions for parents, so families are welcome to come out with their student and see just what Liberty's all about. If you'd like to know more about Liberty or their upcoming events, text LUCFAW to 839-858. Again, text LUCFAW to 839-858.
First thing is, can he tell me his name?
Amazina Yabonayahe, nitwa Habarurema Bosco. Habarurema Bosco.
Okay, how do you spell that?
H-A-B-A-R-U-R-E-M-A.
Okay, and what was his role in the genocide?
Muri genocide we ibyakubayeho ni ibiki wari mu ruhe ruhande
muri genocide nari mwiskape.
He's among those who were wronged.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So can you tell me a little bit about his story and what happened?
Wa mubwira gato uko byakugendekeye
muri genocide mubwira na bashikumubwira gatoya muri genocide twarahizwe.
Briefly, during the genocide, we were hunted like animals.
Mm-hmm.
And my family members were killed, but I survived. Among those who killed my family members, one of them came to ask for forgiveness.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm a Christian, I pray in the Pentecostal church, I forgive him.
Mm-hmm.
And
the Pentecostal church here teaches the word of God and teaches the love, that we have to love one another.
Mm-hmm.
And I said this is the time to demonstrate that I have understood the word of God.
Mm-hmm.
And because my neighbor has asked for forgiveness, I said this is the time to forgive, and I forgave him.
Mm-hmm.
And from that time, I became the facilitator to help those genocide perpetrators to start this journey of asking for forgiveness. Now there is a good relationship between me and those who wronged me. There was a reconciliation between me and them and their families. And because I'm a Christian, it was possible for me to forgive them, and they received my forgiveness. There are many things before that happened to me before I joined this church. This Pentecostal church.
nabashije kugarura umuntu muri iki.
But when I joined this church, that's when I started feeling that I'm a human. Yeah. Because of the word of God. And now I have helped many to be transformed like me. Because of the word of God.
Can he tell me how the Holy Spirit led him during the genocide?
Ese genocide yabaye waramaze kuba umukirisitu?
Genocide yabaye nari umukirisitu wa DPR.
I was not a Christian.
Okay.
By that time.
Can he tell me when he first encountered the Holy Spirit?
Ese wavuga igihe cya mbere wumvise umwuka wera akugezeho?
Ninjira mu gakiza.
Winjiye mu gakiza byakugendekeye bite?
Maze kwinjira mu gakiza igihe se cyangwa
hari igihe hari nuko byagenze ese wahindutse
ute? Mu guhinduka kwanjye urumva hari abafashije kumbwiriza ijambo ry'Imana.
Urabitubwira mu buryo bwa detaye? Ni bande baje batangiye gute baguhindura gute? Ubundi wari umeze ute? Genocide yagusize uhagaze ute? I'm asking him some questions maybe to clarify things. When he was not a Christian, how was he affected by the genocide? How did he react? And how did he change from that situation?
Great questions.
Okay.
Yes.
Twakoze ikibazo ngo genocide yakubaye utari umukirisitu wayakiriye gute?
Genocide nayakiriye nawe muri gihe ntabwo
yanze. The genocide was the worst thing that I ever saw in my life. Yagusize ite rero?
Ko yansize kigihe nsigaje nari cyandangaga ko ari kunywa ibiyobyabwenge kugira ngo numve yuko
I was no longer a human. The only choice for me was to use these drugs. Yes, so that I can survive.
Okay.
Like alcohol. Yes.
Okay.
Maze rero icyo gihe naje kubona umwigisha w'ijambo ry'Imana aransengera. Maze kunsengera nanjye nyoboka.
And then later on, a man of God came to me and he started reading the Bible with me, and then he prayed for me, and that's how I joined this church, Pentecostal Church. And that's when I started feeling the Holy Spirit touching me, because I was really not a human.
Icyo gihe giye ku bwanjye narebaga nk'umuntu nkamubonamo utari mwiza kuko nta bwiza nagiraga nari naritereye icyizere.
Yeah, for me when I looked at someone else I could not say this is a good man, and I had lost any hope for the future.
That's very good, thank you for sharing. I want to know what kind of miracles he has seen in his life.
Atsubona hari igitangaza cyaba cyarakozwe mu buzima bwawe.
Igitangaza cyaba cyaranyuze mu buzima bwanjye. Ni ku bwanjye nigishije ijambo ry'Imana ikanyereka kuva mu bibi kajya mu byiza.
But the first miracle that happened in my life is being transformed from that life to this kind of Christian life.
How did he meet up with this organization?
Ati se waba warahuye gute warageze gute muri ino gahunda?
Ino gahunda
y'isanamitima.
Isanamitima. Bwanjye wankoreye icyaha mu Gatolika.
Okay. The one who killed my family members belongs to this Catholic church.
Aje rero ngo padri nawe yamamagaye ndamwitaba avuga ibye nyine ko aje ku isi yansabye imbabazi tugomba kwigira hamwe ijambo ry'Imana tukarihuza.
that genocide perpetrator, he first joined this group, this mm-hmm. process, and then the priest called me
mm-hmm.
and he said, there is someone who killed your people. He has come here and he wants to ask for forgiveness.
Mm-hmm.
And then I responded to the call of the priest.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I came to join this process.
Thank you. I want to know what the process of forgiveness looked like for him.
And so we gahunda yo kubabarirana ubona uyifata nk'iki
mpamvu gahunda yo kubabarirana nayifashemo ikintu cyiza mugenzi wanjye icyo gihe iyo twahuraga numvaga umutima wanjye ushigutse avuga ati yenda buriya n'ejo wakongera ibyo yakoze n'ubundi akabikora ntabwo namwisanzuragaho rero nubwo nigishwaga ijambo ry'imana ariko atarasaba imbabazi ntabwo namwisanzuragaho.
I said this is a wonderful process because before this process I used to meet that genocide perpetrator because I knew him he had confessed to the community. I was there and I forgave him in the community because the community was asking them to forgive. But whenever I met him, the heartbeat was high. And I said, this man, I can't believe that he will not come back again.
Yeah.
I always thought that he will come and kill me or some other family members.
Mm-hmm.
But when he came to ask for forgiveness, that's when he said, oh, now I'm safe. He will not come to kill us again.
That's good. Mm-hmm. Thank you for sharing.
Maybe another question.
Yes.
From his side.
What do you mean?
From his side.
Okay.
When someone has wronged you, you also develop another kind of life against him and attitude against him. If
there yes, are, please ask.
Yeah. Turimo turibaza tuti se ku ruhande rwawe nk'umuntu wababariye kubabarira byo wumva hari icyo bigufasha
kubabarira hari icyo byamfashije cyane muri jyewe ko byamaye kwizera muri jyewe ningira kwigaruramo icyizere kuko usabye imbabazi azihabwa noneho biramfasha mu buzima bwanjye bwose byaramfashije
ku buryo umuntu utarababariye hari igihombo aba afite se
aba afite igihombo
ikihe
impamvu igihombo aba afite
yego
afite kutiyumvamo wa muntu wamukoreye icyaha ariko iyo yamugezeho umubwira ati muvandimwe wanjye namukoreye icyaha mbabarira nagikoze atari jyewe satani ubwo nawe ubasha kwiyumvamo wa muntu ariko iyo atabikubwiye igihe cyose ntabwo uba umwiyumvamo.
Okay, he's saying when you forgive someone it is also good for you because when you have not yet forgiven you have that kind of burden in your heart and you never trust that person. But when you've forgiven someone, it's like you've got a friend, you've got a neighbor. But when you have not yet forgiven, of course you keep losing that person. Yeah.
Can you tell me a little bit about how the church is really helping in the reconciliation movement?
Which one?
The church as a whole, the body of Christ.
Ati se none wamubwira uburyo amatorero cyangwa se ubukirisitu muri rusange buri gufasha abantu kwiyunga.
Ubukirisitu nabwo buri gufasha abantu kwiyunga kuko nabona abakubwiriza kwiyunga n'uwo waguhemukiye n'uwo wahemukiye nabyo bifasha umukirisitu muzima ni ukwiyunga na mugenzi we bagirana ibibazo n'uwo mukirisitu muzima.
Yeah, he said the true Christian is to be reconciled with the one that they have been in conflict. And Christianity here in Rwanda is playing a big role in reconciling people, especially after the genocide. So a true Christian should be reconciled with the one who wronged him or her.
Can he tell me how the Holy Spirit leads him in this process?
Ese watubwira uruhare rw'umwuka wera mu kuba byaragufashije kubabarira.
Urabona iyo uri umukirisitu gusenga bigufasha kubabarira kuko utababarira ntabwo uri umukirisitu.
He's saying, when you are a Christian, you pray. And you cannot pray when you do not forgive others. Mm. Normally, you are not a Christian. That's what he's saying. Because a Christian prays, and how can you pray without forgiving others?
Can he tell me some of the specific prayers you will pray?
Let's say, how hari nk'amasengesho wibuka wasenze kugira ngo kino kintu cyo kubabarira kibeho.
Usenga ni byiza kutabikoze. Ntabwo wabasha no kubabarira.
Arimo arabaza ati, haba hari isengesho wibuka wasengaga ukunze gusenga kugira ngo ibi bintu bishobore kuko birakomeye.
Isengesho wibuka nasenze nasabye Imana kugira ngo ibashe kumpa imbaraga ibindi mu mutima bibashe guhanagurika hazemo imbaraga z'Imana mu mutima wanjye mbane na mugenzi wanjye neza.
And when he's saying, when I felt that need of forgiving, it was too hard for me to accept it. And I spent long time praying for it. I wanted the power of the Holy Spirit to help me forgive because my heart was very heavy. And for me, I could not do it personally. So I always prayed for that strength to be able to forgive.
What would he say is the most important thing he could tell us about his story?
At ikintu wumva gikomeye ushobora kuba wabwira abantu mu byakubayeho ni iki? Icyo wumva wamubwira?
Icyo namubwira byambayeho nuko nabuze imiryango yanjye ntari nyifite. Hasigaye ndi umuntu umwe mu bantu bageze muri za 30 cyangwa 40.
I survived being one person in the family of 40 people who died.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's hard for me to take.
Yeah.
What does he want? How can people like me help?
At the sumo no hawe, ugo wana hari chia gufasha.
Umuntu nkawe hari igishoboka akimfashije nabyo byanezeza.
Whatever you can be able to do for him, he can get happier. Yes, he said I can be more happy. But happier, yes.
That's everything I have. Do you have anything?
As a Pentecostal, just for either of you two, have you noticed a rise in Pentecostal churches here in Rwanda?
Pentecostal
churches? Has there been an increase in Pentecostalism or charismatic churches here?
Yes, we have many Pentecostal churches here, but he was talking about the ancient ones. Maybe it was from Sweden.
Okay.
Yeah, those ones. They're, that one, but we also have some other Pentecostal churches here. But he has been talking about the other one. I don't know how to describe it very well. Yeah, but that is the biggest, and it has been here for almost 100 years in Rwanda.
Okay.
Mm.
Wow.
Yeah.
What was his name again?
Amazina yavarye na ya.
Bosco.
Bosco.
How do you spell it?
Bosco. It is B. O-S-C-O.
Yes.
Then the other name.
Okay.
The first name is H-A-R-U. How about it? Okay. It is H-A-B-A-R-U-R-E-M-A.
How old is he?
49.
Are there specific Bible verses that really helped him in learning to forgive the
perpetrators
that killed him?
Mm-hmm. He's saying the prayer, the prayer of the Lord.
The Lord's Prayer, okay.
Yes. Yes, forgive us as we forgive him.
Thank you.
And obviously, Rwanda seems like it's very unique in the sense that it's able to reconcile like this. What would his message be for other countries where similar to this has happened?
Ati nubwo kino kibazo cyabaye mu Rwanda ariko hari n'ibindi bihugu byabaye mu bwicanyi bukabije ati mbese wabagiriye inama abaturage bo muri ibyo bihugu
abaturage bo muri ibyo bihugu inama nabagira nababwira kumva ijambo ry'Imana no kubabarira
listening to the word of God and forgive
All right, that's about all I got.
Besides this group, what are some other things that he has done to kind of change things around here in Rwanda? Besides the Peace Warriors group, what else is he doing to, what else has he done?
Personally?
To help turn things around and make them better.
Ati none usibye bano ba harya ngo nabaharanira amahoro. Wowe ku giti cyawe haba hari ibindi bintu ukora kugira ngo urebe ko n'abandi bantu barushaho kubana neza.
Ibintu nkora no kwigisha kugira ngo ubohoke wegere mugenzi wawe mwagiranye ibibazo kugira ngo ubashe kugira ngo ubashe umugire ku bumwe n'ubwiyunge ari mu mutima ariko muri roho.
Ubwo se wigisha abandi?
Nigisha abakirisitu tubana mu itorero n'ambega ndaza kubwiriza bansaba umwanya ndaza kumubaganiriza.
He keeps teaching his neighbors and the church members to make sure that they meet those that have problems with them and reconcile. Because when you are, for him he said, when you have not forgiven, or you are not forgiven, it's like you are in the prison.
How does he interact with perpetrators who are not repentant?
Ati sinone nk'abantu bakoze genocide ariko badashaka kwihana. Uvugana nabo, ubana nabo, ugenda nabo gute? Those are the ones that I'm targeting because I want them to change.
In his church, what are some of the central themes that his pastor preaches, especially along the lines of forgiveness?
At se mu rusengero rwanyu nko muri ADPR haba hari ibintu aho pastor bakunda kwigisha bijyanye no kubabarira bindi wibuka.
Nabyo birahaba. Bashishikariza buri muntu kwegera mugenzi we kugira ngo abane imbabazi kugira ngo umwuka we ubashe kugusanga. Nta kuntu wowe uzaba uri umukirisitu utabashije kwiyungana mugenzi wawe Imana isaguha imbabazi.
They say that the Holy Spirit cannot come to your heart when you hate your neighbor. They also say that they should not be talking about going to heaven because God will not forgive them if they have not forgiven their neighbors.
What is the average length of a service at his church? What is the average time of a service at his church? How long does it normally take?
How long? They start from 9 a.m. Up to noon.
Do people share prophecies or visions or speak in tongues?
Ese haba hari abantu bahanura n'abavuga mu ndimi?
What's one that has really impacted him?
Ari byo guhanura, byo kurondora, byo kuvuga mu ndimi, icyagiye kigufasha cyane ni iki?
Uriya hari ikintu cy'amasengesho, rimwe ni mu masengesho. Hari ukurondora birafasha umuntu, hari abavuga mu ndimi, abasesenguzi nyine baba basesengura indimi. Nabyo biragufasha nabyo.
Bavuze ngo icyaba cyaragufashije muri byose cyane ni iki?
Byose. Cya mbere ni ukurondora.
They are saying someone who can come and tells you things that are wrong with you. Yes, driven by the Holy Spirit. That's something that helps him so much.
Has the Lord given him any personal prophecies or words of knowledge spoken to him about his life?
through someone or directly?
Or directly to him.
Ati se we hari ubwo mu mutima wawe wigeze ibyo bikubaho ukumva umwuka wera kuvugishije akagira ibyo akwibwirira?
Jyewe by'umwuka wera nko muri iki yanyeretse ko ngomba kubana n'abantu neza na bagenzi banjye neza.
Said personally, I felt the Holy Spirit telling me that I have to love my neighbors and live in peace with my neighbors.
So, what is his next step? What is he going to do next?
None kintu wifuza gukora nyuma y'ibindi n'iki?
Nyuma
aho ugeze?
Aho ngeze?
Warabohotse,
warababariye.
Nawe kandi Imana yarakubabariye kuko wababariye. Hanyuma uri muri igisha n'abandi kubabarira, urifuza ibindi byiza byarushaho.
Ibyiza n'iterambere numva nanjye ryangira
development. Development. Yes, ufite umuryango. I'm asking him if he has a family.
Ufite umuryango. Umuryango w'abana batandatu.
N'umugore.
N'umugore.
Yes. The development of his family has is married to one wife and six children.
Six children. Wow. Yes. Congratulations.
Yes.
What is his role with the beekeeping enterprise that they have, and what is, I guess, how active is he in that?
Hari ikintu ukora muri bino bintu by'ubworozi bw'inzuki?
Bw'inzuki nyine nawe ndi umunyamuryango kimwe na we.
He's just an ordinary member of beekeepers. Yes. Ubundi se utunzwe n'iyihe mirimo?
Umurimo wanjye ni ubuhinzi.
He's just a farmer.
Okay.
At his household level.
Yeah. How far does he live from here?
Yes, he's a farmer. But when he joins this group, he participates in beekeeping.
Does he have anything else he'd like to add?
Urumva hari ikindi kintu tutakubajije wababwira?
Ikintu nababwira ni uko ubu nshima Imana yangiriye neza cyane.
Now I praise God that saved me.
Mbanye neza n'abandi Banyarwanda.
Because I have been able to live in peace with other Rwandans. My heart now is free and God is living in me. And I feel that as God has saved me, I want to share that love with others. And I will teach them to pray. Because it is from praying that I lived again.
Amen. Thank you.
Welcome.
My heart breaks when I hear stories like Bosco's, to imagine being the only person in my family to survive. And yet my heart also rejoices. I'm so encouraged by how he's put aside bitterness and he is actively working toward reconciliation in his community. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of On the Ground in Rwanda. Be sure to tune in next time for another fabulous interview.
This has been a production of the Charisma Podcast Network. Steve and Joyce Strang are the founders and owners of CPN. Dr. Steve Green is the executive producer of the Charisma Podcast Network. We intend to honor God with every podcast and remain thankful to our advertisers and supporters who make these podcasts possible.